to A Closer Look. I'm Pam Atherton. Glad you're with us here today for a very important show. Because, you know, we've heard all the stories. We've read all the papers. We kind of think we know what's going on across the pond over in Iraq. And it's always good to be able to talk to somebody who's actually been there and find out what it's really like. Senior investigator for the 9th Judicial District Attorney's Office, Keith Bissett, is with us here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. And you?
Well, I'm doing quite well. But I mean, I'm just so anxious to hear all your stories from being overseas for a year over in Iraq.
Yep.
And your job was to train the police over there.
Correct.
How to be good police. And, of course, a lot of people are already familiar with you from this area because you worked for the Clovis Police Department for many years.
Right.
And you were also the officer that was shot in the line of duty.
Correct.
So they probably heard about you that way as well.
Yeah.
And now hearing about you from having some firsthand experience over in Iraq. First of all, what made you decide to go do that?
Well, there wasn't one in particular thing. My wife and I were looking at it, and I just thought maybe we could make a difference, and the money was nice, and it seemed like an adventurous thing to do, and all those three things combined, and I decided to go over there.
A real adventure, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you made the decision to go there. Your wife was in on it. Do you have children?
Four.
Oh, my goodness. What did they think about it, and what did you tell them?
The littler ones didn't really understand, so there wasn't much to be able to tell them. But the older ones, I just told them what I was going to do, and they had their reservations and apprehensions. But in the long run, you know, they supported me and were actually very supportive when I was over there.
So you were gone for a full year.
Correct.
And you worked for a company that their job is to train the police over in Iraq.
One of their missions is as a subcontractor with the Department of Defense and Department of State, and they... We're over there to train the police officers and get them up and going and give them specialized training.
Had there been any training of police officers in Iraq before this?
Not to my knowledge. I know that we were just one of the companies that were doing it. And we were going through like a chief's program and then some other specialized training that we did for them.
So how did the police exist in Iraq before with no real training?
Talking to them, a lot of the guys that I trained, they had been prior military, actually, and what they had told me is under the old regime that Saddam would pick out whoever he wanted. They were the police, and they were pretty much thugs and did whatever the regime wanted. Then once the regime toppled, the police organization started coming back together, and they brought the Americans in to establish the structures and the hierarchy and the chain of command and to start getting them basic training for police officers.
So what kind of people in Iraq at this point in time want to be police officers? Because I would imagine it's a rather dangerous job.
Oh, it's absolutely a dangerous job. I mean, they can't even walk down the street in their uniforms and take pride in what they do, because if they do, someone might see them who knows someone who knows a terrorist who will get the word back. And, I mean, they themselves and their family could get killed. The people that are applying right now are just, they're all types. They're ex-military, some of the ex-police officers that were there before, they're all getting through the system, and they're being vetted to make sure that they don't have any strong ties to the old regime. And then they go to a training academy in Baghdad or Jordan, one of the two. And then once they get out of complete that, then they go to their stations, and then we give them more specialized hands-on training.
Is the training much like our 26-week training for police here in the United States?
Similar but different. You can't have American police style in a Middle Eastern country, just like you couldn't have a Middle Eastern police style here in America.
What are some of the differences?
Some of the differences really are just customs. Like I wouldn't be able to go up to a house. If there was a woman in a house, I wouldn't be able to take her out of that house and bring her down to the station to interview her. I'd have to have a male escort, whether it's a family member or if I got one of the local imams there to come down to the station with us. It's not done. It's a taboo.
Okay, so women aren't allowed to go unescorted.
Correct.
And certainly not with a police officer. What are some of the other things?
It's just the culture, the way that they look at things and how they view them. Some things that may be more serious here aren't so serious there. You know, if someone's walking down the street with a gun here, even though you have the right to bear arms, it's still going to pique the police interest. Mm-hmm. Where if you see someone walking without a gun in Baghdad, that piques the interest.
Yeah, because everybody pretty much has one.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. And I imagine culturally, I mean, with it being an Islamic culture, not so much alcohol. You know, things like that.
Alcohol, drugs, they're not as big of an issue. You have some some thievery going on, and you have kidnapping for money and
a lot of black
things.
Market things too, don't you?
A lot of black market things that they try to clamp down on and get a hold of, and it's just it's totally different. And their religion is incorporated into their
law.
Government and laws, and which is one thing that they believe in.
So, what kind of things are more important over there that we don't think so much of over here?
I think just the way their culture just exists. I don't know how to explain it without you actually being there. It's very hard to put in words. They're very proud people. They're a very religious people, and they take all that very serious, and they want to make sure that their country is run that same way.
Yeah. Do you find, I imagine you took some history in school, do you find that there is some equivalent to what's going on in Iraq right now to some other parts in our own history? For example, you've got the people who, the regular law-abiding citizens right now, and then around them, the terrorist groups all the time. I mean, is there like, you know, maybe when we were coming through and fighting the Indians, kind of the same sort of a feel?
Oh, absolutely. And I found it funny. One time, I had a friend, several friends back here that I kept in contact with email, and one friend in particular said, well, how's it going? Exactly how long is this going to take? And I wrote him back a long story about it, but I said it's funny to think that we as Americans think that this country within 2 years, 3 years, 4 years is just going to presto be done.
Mm-hmm.
When it took us so far over 226 years just to get to where we're at right now. We just started letting women vote 100 plus years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got rid of the main prejudices 50 years ago, and yeah. We still have prejudices today.
Yeah.
Rampant throughout our country. It's amazing. And people think, well, it'll never work over there. Well, people thought it'd never work over here. But
yeah.
we've established the system of justice that we have today and the laws that we have today through trial and error and through people dying for those causes.
And there may or may not be a chance to let that work because of the factions that are rebellious or terrorist or whatever you want to call it that do not want to see a lot of changes going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So who knows if it will be able to be successful or not?
Only the time will tell.
Yeah. And so when you were working with the police, tell us a little bit about that. Were these everyday people that really wanted to make a difference in their own country, and that's why they became police officers? Or was it because it was a good job, or what?
It was a mixture of everything, really. I had three unique work sites that I worked at. When I first got over to Iraq, I worked at a place in the Olympic Village that Saddam had built because mm-hmm. he expected to have the Summer Olympics there in Baghdad. The regime toppled, and then that became the central place for the police academy. And I worked over there and trained them in very basic stuff like handcuffing, baton use, vehicle stops, building churches, some very basic techniques. After that, I went over to the green zone. We went to the Cross Swords area. If you remember back when the regime was toppled, when the Americans were coming in and you saw the big hands there with the cross swords as they mm-hmm. were coming into the city, that's his parade grounds. We trained over there. And then I trained at Al Karada Police Station. And those were the people that I got to know the most, because from October until the day I left, those were the people that I dealt with day in and day out. And I found that they were people that just wanted a job. They were people that wanted to make a difference in their country, people that wanted the career, and people that just wanted the paycheck. It's the exact same as over here, really.
I was going to say, it's pretty much like America, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, Senior Investigator Keith Bissett from the 9th Judicial District Attorney's Office is here with us in studio talking about what life was like over in Iraq when he was there to help train the police. We'll be back with more coming up on A Closer Look. I'm Pam Atherton. Keep it here.